if you're true to what feeds your heart, then your practice will grow and it'll take on its own character, its unique flavor, and you're going to be happier rather than trying to force yourself into a different mold. That's not you.
Welcome to The Clinical Entrepreneur, a business podcast that's dedicated to healthcare practitioners just like you who are hustling every day to build a business and a life you're proud of. Join me, Rhonda Nelson, as I share my own experiences and extract actionable advice from industry experts about what it takes to build and scale a profitable wellness practice. Well, hey, friends, welcome to the podcast. I have a special guest that I want to introduce you to today. Some of you who are already in my community, you may know Dr. Jamie Arnold. In my opinion, she's a bit of a rock star, and she also has kind of created a practice her own way, which I love. And I think that that is such an important thing to keep in mind. We often think that we have to get into the mold of, you know, doing all the things the right way, the way everybody else does it. But Jamie did not do that. And as part of my community, she's been a longtime clinician in my world. She's also been part of Clinical Business Academy and has had some amazing success in her business, growth in her business since she joined. So I just wanted you to hear a little bit of her perspective about how she does her practice uniquely and on her terms. So here's my interview with Dr. Jamie Arnold. Well, hey, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. I have my friend, Dr. Jamie Arnold, on with us today. She's going to like bear all about what it's like to be a solo practitioner. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, Rhonda. So good to see you again.
So Jamie and I actually had a surprise encounter about what, maybe was it 4 months ago or something like that?
Yeah.
We got invited unbeknownst to each other, and Jamie's in Clinical Business Academy, but she and I were invited to the Gaia Farm to do a Gaia tour, and it was really fun. And we walked in and I recognized, I mean, of course I know Jamie's face. She's been on the podcast before a couple years ago, and I got to the farm and there she was. And I was like, oh my gosh, I saw her in the hotel. So that was just so wonderful that we got to connect like that in person. Cause so often I know faces, but I don't get to meet people in person. So it was just wonderful to be able to do that. So I'm so glad you are on the podcast today. I want to kind of pick your brain a little bit about what it's like to be Dr. Jamie Arnold in clinical practice. So tell us a little bit about your background, your history, and what you do now in your practice.
Okay, so I was raised in a chiropractic family. My grandfather was a chiropractor. He was the only healthcare provider I knew up until somebody told me I had to have an OB for having a baby, but I hadn't seen anybody. And even then I found a midwife and figured that out. But so yeah, he took care of everything for us. And so it made sense to me. So I decided, I think I was probably in the sixth grade, I decided I'm going to be a chiropractor. And already then I knew myself well enough to know that I didn't want to be bossed around by other people. I like to be the boss of me. So I decided I was going to be a solo practitioner because I didn't want to deal with drama and practice and rules from other people. So I went and I got my undergrad in business administration because I wanted to have just a little bit of business background.
Right.
And then went to chiropractic college. And then day one after, as soon as I got all my ducks in a row, I think I graduated in August and I was open by November. Solo practitioner. At that time when I opened, I had one kiddo. And he was, how old was he? Four, three, something like that. So he came to work with me. And that's just how I set up my practice. I wanted to be a mom and I wanted to have a practice and I didn't want other people raising my kids. So I figured out how to make that work for me. And it was really tough in the beginning. It was really tough because I was trying to balance, you know, how do I train my child to act when I'm with a patient? How do I get this business going so I can make this my livelihood?
Wow. So there's quite a bit to unpack there, I think. And I love what you just had to say. And that is sometimes I think that as practitioners, we just graduate from school and then we think, oh, well, we have to do a certain way. Like we have to have a brick and mortar. We have to have a this, we have to have a that. But that's not what you did. You said, I don't want anybody to boss me around. But then you also said, but this is my life and this is how I want it to be. And I love that you did that. So what were some of the challenges that you faced like there in the beginning? Because I would bet you someone's listening that's having the same experience. Like I got a little one, I just graduated, I want to open my practice. So what were the things that you were like, God, how can I get this out?
Yeah, I mean, it was looking back, you know, we actually just finished reading with my book club, True Grit, and we were talking about grit. I'm like, that was serious grit. And I didn't know that that what it was at the time. I just wanted this goal. And so one step at a time forward. But it was, you know, getting all the paperwork lined out. That was such a headache. This was 21 years ago. This was before the internet was very useful. So getting all that information together was really hard then. Now it's not so hard. And there's all kinds of amazing software that once that started coming online really saved me. I mean, that was my first employee, was my patient software, my patient portal software. And then just, you know, opening the doors and trying to get the word out with my little guy. And that was a little tricky. That was really stressful. And then, you know, as a brand new doctor with a little kid, you know, those first new patients are just like, oh my gosh, I don't want to mess this up. Yes, so nerve-wracking. You know, once I finally got my regulars going, then it wasn't that big a deal. And now it's just like new patient, whatever. You know, if they don't want my kiddo hanging around, there's lots of chiropractors. They can find somebody else. So, and that, they're not my people.
Exactly. That's exactly it. I say that all the time. Like, you have to find your ideal people. When you find your people, you find your tribe. They love you for who you are and what you bring. So obviously your practice is very family-centered, right? Moms and kids. And so I would imagine that you have moms that are bringing their kids in. Yeah.
Yeah. And their kids are playing with my kids while I'm working, and they're running up and down the halls while I'm adjusting or doing nutrition. And the moms will call and go, is it okay if I bring, yes, bring your kids because my kids are here. And it really just puts them at ease that, you know, we're not uptight around here. We're not going to, you know, get mad if somebody spills something or dumps toys because that's our life here.
Right. I think that is just so amazing. Like, what a way to craft a practice that just really, really works for you. So now you're 21 years, you know, post Open Door. Yes. If you had to go back and do it again, what's one thing that you would do differently?
Oh, like there's some equipment purchases I made early that I was kind of advised to do that I totally didn't need. It's like, I wouldn't have made those. I would have kind of cut back on a little bit of equipment, mainly like I was convinced that not by me, but by other people that you needed an x-ray machine. I don't need an x-ray machine. I've got kids running around here. You know, it did not make or break. But the advice that I was getting from very trusted and business savvy people didn't quite understand my vision. And so that advice didn't quite match.
Yep. So how would you do that differently now? Like, okay, you wouldn't have bought the x-ray machine, but as far as like, maybe we look at it this way. If you were going to give advice to a brand new grad who wants to start their practice, what would your advice be at this point?
Yeah, I would tell them to try to find somebody that has a similar practice that you want and learn from them. Again, this 21 years ago, the internet was hard. Now it's easy. You can go online and there's groups that you can tap into that you can find out. How does that work for you? And then, but you also have to really know yourself. Because I did have a friend who wanted to do the same thing, but it was too stressful to have her kids with her. She just couldn't. And that was really hard on her to say, no, I can't. But you learn about yourself and you can't make yourself be something you're not. So if that's not for you, then you've got to respect that.
Yeah, there are some moms or, you know, dads that have kids, but there's some people who are like, I just can't do that. I can't focus with my kids around. I need to have someone watching them during the day so that I can go do, that was me. I love kids. I'm a kid person all the way, but I put my head down and then they could burn the place down and I probably wouldn't even know it because I'm so focused on what I'm doing. That would never have worked for me. But so to your point, you have to know what works for you. And it doesn't matter. You're not being a bad mom or a bad dad. Right. If you find someone to watch your kids, that just wasn't your priority.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What would you tell someone who's just starting out?
Don't be afraid to, you know, take the steps to find out what you really want. You don't have to do it the same way that somebody else did. You don't have to have a brick and mortar. I chose to, you know, some other advice are like, well, you just have to be there. When you first open, you just have to be there all the time. And I'm like, I can't. I'm a mom. And I did just fine not being open from sunup to sundown 6 days a week.
Right. Right. So again, kind of falls back to do what feels right for you. Just do what feels right for you. And I think there's so much alignment that happens in our souls, right? When you're being true to yourself and you're setting up your business that's authentically in alignment with your own goals and values, by default, you're going to start attracting those people that also line up. You know, this is the law of attraction. This is the law of the energy of the universe. God, you can call it whatever you want. But when we're so in alignment with who we are, then all of a sudden the practice starts to grow. It's when there's friction and it's like confusion. It's like the energy gets kind of messed up in there. And then people feel that. And we feel it and they feel it, and it doesn't feel like a nice, warm, wonderful, welcoming, healing place. Mm-hmm. So now, 21 years later, what would you say is your superpower? What do you do really well that nobody else does?
Oh, I get this all the time from my patients. It's I can tell them what's going on with them and make it make sense, even if they don't have any medical or any information. A lot of times they'll even say, okay, my medical doctor said this, what did they mean? And have a gift for interpreting to make it make sense in their brain so that they can make the choices they need to meet their goals. My favorite is working with moms and kids. That's my fave.
So you got this practice full of moms and kids. Are you as busy as you want to be?
Yes. Most days. I think I'm pretty full. I've got, you know, for a new patient to get in for functional wellness, I'm booking, you know, 3 or 4 weeks out sometimes.
That's good. So that's really good. There's the good and bad that come with being booked out like that. The bad part is that if something happens and you get sick or one of your kids is sick and you can't, there's sometimes not enough time to fit those people in. And then everybody kind of gets shuffled around and then it's hard to get them back in because you've already got people on the schedules. But the good thing is that obviously you're in alignment and people are finding that and they know that they can come because you're congruent with your own set of values. So what's on the horizon for you? Like, what are you looking forward to doing?
Well, I've just signed out for CBA for year number 2.
And yes, I want,
I want to create passive income. I want to be able to get people the information they need and that they want. And I want to be fairly compensated for it.
Yep. For your information. And, you know, you have 21 years of clinical experience. That is worth something.
Yeah.
And there's so many people out there that maybe they don't want to or they can't. They might have a spouse that's like, you're not going to see him come crazy chiropractor that does some weird wonky stuff. Like, no, but they might be able to interact with you online, you know, in a different kind of capacity and still get the same relative benefit, but you've just packaged that information. I love helping doctors create that kind of passive revenue because when you get to this point, especially this point in your career, it's so important to have those revenue streams coming in because you and your body, you're not gonna be able to do this forever.
Right.
You know, at some point, your body says, you know, being a chiropractor, it's a physical sport.
It is. It's manual labor.
Manual labor. Exactly. So at some point, you're not going to be able to do this. But then what?
Right.
That's where we need that extra revenue to come in. And it also makes the clinic saleable, right? It adds in revenue to the clinic, which makes your exit strategy even more profitable. So let's switch and just talk a little bit about business. On the business side, what do you think right now? We talked before we kind of got on about you have a couple of people that work for you. So I want to talk about that for a minute. So how long have you been kind of mostly by yourself as like you don't have a big staff, you don't have a chiropractic assistant, you don't have a full-time front office. Have you ever had that type of help in your practice?
I have never had full-time help ever. I had my first part-time help about 8 years ago, and I hired her to come in, and on the days my supplements were delivered, she unpacked them, got all this, you know, sorted them in an inventory, got every patient's stuff all lined out, taught her how to put in, you know, on the chiropractic side, put in my insurance checks and that kind of stuff in the computer, and she's been with me since then. So she was my very first, like, actual person part-time, one afternoon a week, and now she's like, if I have to, you know, I went, took a vacation a couple, last May, my first extended vacation. And she came in Monday, Wednesday, Friday while I was gone just to get people their supplements and answer the phone and just check basic stuff. But she, it was great to be able to just to step away for a little bit.
And so what was that like when you decided it? You said, oh my gosh, I really think I'm going to hire somebody. Were you like scared? What were you thinking at that point?
Well, yeah, I was because like most of us type A people, somebody can't do it as well as I can do it. And so it was, but you know what? And actually she's a retired lady. She wanted just something to set her clock by to make her get out of the house, you know, one afternoon a week. And she has made friends with the patients. You know, people know when she's going to be here and it's been a great fit for both of us.
So she comes in now a couple times a week.
She's still one afternoon a week, but I recently hired just before Christmas another gal to come in 2 mornings a week on my two busiest mornings. So this girl, she's very young. She's 14 and she's a homeschooler. And so she wants to own her own business one day. And she's been a patient of mine and her whole family are patients. But yeah, I just asked if she would be interested in a few hours, 2 mornings a week, and if it works in her schedule. And she has been amazing. She's friendly. She's intuitive. She, you know, I told her what I want. And she's also writing my handbook for me. So everything she's learning to do, she's typing out and we're putting it in a notebook. And she's been great.
So now you have two people. You're 21 years in practice. You were 13 years in before you ever hired anybody. You did everything on your own.
Yeah.
You hired that first person to come in one day a week, one afternoon a week, and unpack your supplements. Mm-hmm. So how much time did that take you or her?
In the beginning, I mean, it would take me maybe hour and a half to unpack those. It probably takes her that same amount of time, but she's also answering the phone and she's also, you know, fielding, you know, those people that are like, I know my stuff is coming in and they're practically waiting at you, you know, with their face plastered against the door. So, you know, she's fielding all that too. So it does take her a little bit longer than just, you know, if you're focused on it, but I'm able to schedule patients during that time. I kind of save my after lunch time, that between 1 and 3 p.m., that's my big nutrition block of patients. And beginning of day, end of day is more my chiropractic patients. So she's here while I'm doing all that. And I'm, you know, sometimes 90 minutes with a patient and she's handling everything while I'm just taking care of the people.
And you're more than making enough money in your consult in the nutritional period of time where she's doing what she's doing. You're making more than enough money by seeing patients to pay for her wage probably three times over or more. Yep. Like it's a no-brainer to be able to bring somebody in. That's called leverage, right? That's business leverage. We're leveraging your time as the owner and the CEO and the clinician to allow you to bring more revenue in. And then you have somebody else do the things that you don't have to do. I remember I had a coach one time and he said, should you do it or must you do it? And I never forgot that. And it was like, the must I do it are the clinical things because nobody can do that, right?
Right.
You must do the patient stuff because that's what you do. But you can do the supplements, probably should do the supplements, but you don't must have to do the supplements. Mm-hmm. And that's when we bring somebody else in. So now you got your morning person and what does she do? Your 14-year-old just answers the phone, does all the things.
Yeah. Yeah, she answers the phone. She gets people their supplements. She's scanning files and getting them uploaded. That used to be a huge backlog of pain in the rear. I think when I first hired her, she was only scanning stuff and getting it uploaded to files to get caught up. My vials here behind me, every morning she's in, the first thing she does is refile those for me. Because you can imagine how often that happened when it was up to me. I'm rummaging through piles trying to find the testers that I want. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is a mess.
So how much time does she save you? How much more efficient are you? Because I'm looking at it from a business perspective. Yeah. How are we leveraging your time to pay for her? How much revenue do you think you generate because of the freedom that she's given you?
Oh, when the morning she's here. So she's here during my chiropractic hours. So I can stack patients, boom, 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 one after the other. I don't have to leave any space for rescheduling or running cards or whatever. So I'm probably seeing, maybe a third more people than what I was able to before.
And again, a whole bunch of times, whatever that multiple is, making the revenue that's more than covering it. And how has that impacted your quality of life?
Yeah, so much better. It's like, I used to kind of dread a few things. I'm like, I can have my helper do that. I don't have to do that. That's just fabulous.
So nice. It's really great when you get to that point. Now, if you're listening and you're thinking, this only works if you have like a brick and mortar, it doesn't. You can still find somebody that can help you virtually because if you have a virtual practice, right, you don't have to unplug supplements, but you can have someone ordering them. You still have someone answering the phone. You can still have somebody doing filing or making sure that your notes are right or, you know, all the things. There's still things that someone can do even in a virtual practice.
And there's things that I've had like a little projects I wanted her to do, like building spreadsheets and things. And I'm like, hey, are you going to have time in the next week? You want to do this at home? And I zip on over to her and she works on it and lets me know what her time, you know, check her little time stamps. And so she's even flexible that if I've got a little projects that I want her to do, she's been great. I can't wait to teach her how to use Canva. That's going to be amazing.
That's going to be your next big step. Oh, I love that. So what do you think in your business trajectory, like, we talked about residual revenue, but as far as business growth, is there anything that you have kind of on your radar? Is there a new piece of equipment? Is there something you want to structure differently in your business? You're like, I've been doing it this way forever, but I think a more efficient way might be. Is there any change?
Yeah, I'm being forced in some changes. My patient software is being retired and I don't like the new product they're coming out with. And I kind of hate it. I kind of hate being forced into those changes. So I may have to, like, I'm dragging my feet. I've got a couple things I need to tidy up, and then I'm probably going to have to completely change my patient portal software. And I'm not looking forward to that.
Yeah. So. I know. When you do that, those are the things like going from paper to electronic, right? That's a nightmare. But once it's done, so much better, so much easier, save so much time. And doing that same thing where you're changing that patient management software. But when you do that and you get it all set up, it's worth it. It's so worth it. So that's your next thing. And I'm always looking like, how does it save me time? Or how does it save my staff time, right? How do I leverage that time so that I have more time to generate the revenue and the staff can do what they need to do and what they love to do? Like, it's what they love to do. They don't want to love what I do. They love doing what they do. So, all right, I want the Dr. Jamie Arnold word of the day.
Word of the day. Gosh, that's so hard, Rhonda. Thanks for putting me on the spot.
You're welcome.
Oh, just reiterating what you said, that, you know, if you're true to what feeds your heart, then your practice will grow and it'll take on its own character, its unique flavor, and you're going to be happier rather than trying to force yourself into a different mold. That's not you.
Yeah. Like buying an x-ray machine or, and you know, saying that I have to be here every day, all day. Well, if you don't have anybody scheduled, maybe you should be home playing with your kids if that's your jam. I love that. I think the older I get, and I don't know, I say to my husband sometimes, I go, I'll say, I'm really sorry because I'm changing a lot. And I know that I'm not the person that you said yes to. Sorry, but I'm getting better. I'm aging like wine. But I think that as I've gotten older, you know, you start to look at things a little differently. And I think about it, like, what am I doing in my life that doesn't feel congruent? And if it's not congruent, it's got to go.
Yeah,
because it creates chaos in my soul. And when that chaos is there, there's no fruit. There's there's no life that comes out of it. It's like a tree that's living, but it doesn't have any leaves. And I think that we have so much to offer people. Every year that goes by, the population gets sicker and sicker and sicker, and they're on more medications and more medications, and they're more overweight, and you know, the food is worse, and we've got the vaccines now, all of the things that we're having to deal with. And so finding your zone and doing the thing that you love and serving the people that you love to serve, you wake up every morning and you just think, I have the best job in the world, because there's no chaos. You're not out of alignment. So yeah, I think you and I, we're on the same page, on the same boat. Well, thank you so much. I've enjoyed this conversation immensely, and I appreciate you so much. So how can people get in touch with you?
Oh gosh, you can find me on my website. Yeah. And there's a link that says, ask the doctor. They've got questions. They can email me and just, you know, change the subject line to tell me the business question, or if that's
practitioner.
What it is.
Yeah. Practitioner. Yeah. What's your website?
It's www.arnoldchiroclinic.com.
ArnoldChiroClinic.com. I will link it in the show notes. So Jamie, thank you so much. I really appreciate you just sharing. I love just, you know, having a real honest kind of raw conversation about what's worked, what's not worked. And I hope that people listening, doctors listening, will feel inspired to be able to hire somebody, even when you think you can't afford it, because you will be able to afford it, I promise. And then to create and find that place of alignment when work becomes easy because you're doing the thing that you love. So Jamie, thank you so much.
Thank you, Rhonda. Thanks for having me.
Well, friends, what'd you think? Jamie's pretty much a unicorn, I think. She has really found her niche in the way that she did designed her practice and also with the people that she serves, which I love. I love, love, love. So I really want to encourage you. I know that building a practice is not easy. I know that wearing those hats, having to switch back and forth between being a practitioner and being the business owner, is sometimes hard. And as practitioners, really all we want to do is we just want to take care of people. We want to serve the patients, and we would do anything, almost anything, to avoid having to create a system or build a structure or write an email or look at your finances. Those are all things that are so important in building a practice, but it's not what we're good at. We really kind of suck at it, really. We're not good at it. And most likely you're not good at it either, but we have to learn. And that's what I'm here to help you do inside Clinical Business Academy. Enrollment is starting in the month of March 2024. We are opening for enrollment, and it's not too late. If you're not on the wait list, go get on that wait list. And then once the enrollment opens, we will let you know, and you and I are going to jump on a call together. And during that call, you and I are going to determine whether Clinical Business Academy is a good fit for you, because you probably have spent money on other coaches before and been disappointed. I think if I had a dollar for every time I heard that, I could have retired by now. And I'm no different. I've had bad experiences too. So I get it. You know that you need some accountability. You know that you need a mentor and a coach. You know you need somebody to help kind of guide you, figure out this business language that you don't know anything about, but you don't know where to go and you've been burned before. Well, I can promise you this. I am not going to burn you. A. B. I got your back. I've been where you are. I know what it's like to feel like you're running a business. It's like driving a car with a blindfold on. I know what that feels like, and I don't want that for you. So all you got to do is go to rondanelson.com/CBA, stands for Clinical Business Academy, rondanelson.com/CBA. If you are tired of having a practice that runs you around and basically has you on a leash and you feel like you're slave to the practice, you don't want to do that. We want to create practices that are profitable, really successful, and allow you to have the life that you love. So join me inside Clinical Business Academy. Get on that wait list. I can't wait to see you there.